Gurve Gurchandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. It's been a very moving experience for me the last week, having association with all the devotees here. I feel like I've gained a lot, and I'd just like to share with all of you some thoughts I have in this regard. My revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he would sometimes speak about Srila Prabhupada's last days in Vrindavan and how Srila Prabhupada wanted to come to Govardhan. You probably heard this story many times. It was one of Srila Prabhupada's last desires. And there were two groups of devotees, one who couldn't tolerate thinking of Srila Prabhupada doing that, and another group of devotees who were getting ready with a bullock cart to take to follow Srila Prabhupada's desire. And my Guru Maharaj is in that second group of devotees. During Satchinanda Maharaj's classes, he was speaking from the 13th chapter of the 10th canto, which is also the last chapter that Srila Prabhupada translated and gave us. And Satchinanda Maharaj read a purport, famous purport, which really struck me. I'd like to read that to you again. Prabhupada says, "In Vrindavan, there is a place where there was no temple, but a devotee desired, let there be a temple and seva, devotional service. Therefore, what was once an empty corner has now become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the desires of a devotee." So we know Srila Prabhupada, by his desire, he manifested that Krishna Balaram Mandir. But I've often thought, I wish I could have been at Govardhan with Srila Prabhupada. And the thought I'd like to share with you today is that this last week I feel like I've been with Srila Prabhupada at Govardhan. Through the mercy of Giriraj Maharaj and Satchinanda Maharaj, Burijan Prabhu, Mother Jagatarni, Adi Purush Prabhu. And I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada writes here in his purport that by the desire of a devotee, a temple is manifested in an empty place. And now we see here in this place, a temple is manifested. But you may say, I don't see a temple. We have this little temple of Radha Gopinath here, but it's going to go away in a short time. It's another kind of temple. In Krishna Lila Stava, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he says that Rupa Namashritava Vishta. He says a very interesting thing, that when a devotee takes shelter of Krishna's Rupa, his form, and Krishna's name, then Avishta, Krishna's name and form enter into that devotee. Someone was recently telling me, this is such an amazing retreat and we should train devotees and we should do this all over the world. And I told them it won't be the same. First of all, Giriraj won't be there. But aside from that, even if you bring all the teachers and you bring some Govardhan Shilas and things, it still won't be exactly the same. Because all of you aren't there. And I've appreciated the Sangha in this last 6 days. It's such an amazing Sangha. I've been traveling the last 6 months all over the world. We've probably been in 15 different countries. And I've never seen such a wonderful assembly of devotees. And I was just thinking how Burijan Prabhu and Satchinanda Maharaj, they've manifested a temple. They've manifested a temple in everyone's heart here. And Rupa Nama Srita Avishta. By taking shelter of the Holy Name, by taking shelter of Giriraj, by taking shelter of Krishna's form, Krishna's entered into all of your hearts. And I've seen that, something in the last few days. So my humble prayer, last night Burijan Prabhu was manifesting a slight sulky mood, and he told us we should lock the door. And I was thinking how I wish that Burijan Prabhu would let me inside of his heart and then lock the door so I can never get outside. So I pray in a similar way that everyone here, Krishna and Krishna's name has entered into your heart. So I pray that you lock the door and you lock up that thief and take him back with you wherever you go. And this will be a wonderful temple in a place there was no temple. which is manifested by Srila Prabhupada's very dear disciples. Prabhupada wanted to come to Govardhan. And Prabhupada wanted, he said that a devotee manifested a temple where there was no temple. So now Srila Prabhupada has come to Govardhan to these wonderful devotees, and he's manifested their temple in all of your hearts. So thank you so much for giving me your association. Srila Prabhupada, okay? Yeah.